from the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Ready to
go. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
DM Deep Dive. Happy New Year.
Yes. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today in the new year?
All right. First DM Deep Dive back. I'm hype. All right. Lindsay says, what is the longest line you've ever stood in and what was it for?
Got to be Disney. Got to be one of the Star Wars rides.
Oh, really, huh?
Yeah. Like 2 summers ago?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like well over an hour. There was one line we waited in for like a Toy Story ride.
Mm-hmm.
Again, well over an hour. We were nowhere near the front and we dipped.
Really?
And it was like, it was hot outside. We were standing in an area. We hadn't reached the covered area yet of the line. Well over an hour.
Yeah.
And it was like 40 degrees outside. So we just said, screw it.
Right.
But it was definitely one of the Star Wars rides at Disney.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would say I normally don't wait in lines just because I don't put myself in a position to go anywhere where there's lines, right? You know what I mean? Like I'm not that kind of person. But years ago, I would say two lines that really, really stand out from years ago.
Okay.
One was waiting for the train to get home after the parade when the Blue Jays won their first World Series.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Right?
92
or 93, whatever that was. Uh-huh. It was because at that time there was no sense of like, here's the rails where everybody sort of files in, like at the airport. It was just a mass of people waiting for the train. And like hundreds of thousands of people like trying to just get on whatever trains were there. So that was crazy.
And the transit system wasn't prepared for that.
I think that I waited for that train longer than it did to get me from where I lived to downtown and watch the parade.
Oh,
I think it took me that long. It was like 2.5 hours.
Damn.
That we waited to get on a train.
Maria, longest line.
Honestly, I think mine was also at Disney.
Yeah.
When I was there years back, yeah.
Yeah,
and I think my dad still had paid for the fast passes back then too.
Same.
Yeah, and like you're still waiting.
Exists.
Yeah.
Yo, and the amount of money that you spend, not only there's like a fast pass, and then you could bump up to like a faster pass.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Even still, like everybody does that, and you're still waiting in long ass lines.
Yeah.
Damon Mori, quickly, longest line.
Longest line was 4 hours I waited in line for the new Elton John biography book.
Okay.
A book?
Because if you're like one of the first 20 people, you get like you got a signed copy.
Wow.
And did you get it?
No.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Cheesecake?
I'm with Roz. I don't typically put myself in positions to wait in lines, but the longest line that I can remember was about 2.5 hours for my first COVID shot.
Oh!
Or my second COVID shot, honestly.
Yeah,
was like those poor people at the end of the line at my book signing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was like 4 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You stayed and you signed every single book.
Yeah. I also remember, do you remember SARS? You remember totally. SARS, right?
Totally. I heard about it, yeah.
You heard about it because you were a baby when SARS happened in 2003. Yeah,
I was.
SARS stock was the big concert where the city was back open for business again, right?
Okay.
And it was the Rolling Stones and AC/DC, and it was at Downsview Park. And there was, again, it was just a giant open area, and they planned this, like, at the last minute. It was amazing.
Were tickets free? Was it a free show, or you had to buy tickets?
No, I don't think it was free, but it was chaos.
It was still ticketed, but it was a free ticket.
Yes. Mm. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But
I guess crowd control.
I remember waiting for a porta potty to go pee at SARS-Stock.
Oh, my gosh.
There was 500,000 people there.
Yeah.
Right? And they did not have enough porta potties, and I was hours to just wait to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Thea says, do you feel rested after the winter break, or do you feel more tired since there was so much going on?
For us, because Cruz is still, seven, right? Yeah, so this is prime, primo age for things happening, doing stuff, activities.
Yeah.
So I am definitely just as tired after the holidays than I was going into the holidays.
And then do you find, because you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night to come to work, that you actually sort of like treat yourself and stay up late?
I definitely do, but it screws me.
It screws you up.
This first week coming back to work, I'm going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Because the last 2 weeks I've been going to bed like super late, right? Yeah. And I say late, like 11 p.m., midnight, sometimes 1 a.m. I'm either watching, like catching up on shows, or I'm playing video games and drinking at the same time.
Yeah, because what's the point then, right?
And it throws off my entire schedule, right?
Yeah. See, I don't have that because like while we were off, it was interesting because I remember when Rox was young where I would do the same thing where I would just try and stay up late because I was like, I just need to do something, right? Yeah. I need to do something that is not my normal routine. And then the next day, like the kid doesn't know that you're trying to shake it up. The kid wakes up at the same time.
Exact same
and you got to do all the same things.
Yeah.
Only with like less sleep than you normally do.
How do you feel, Maria?
Honestly, tired. Yeah. Because I have like I've had something every weekend.
Yeah.
Since before we left.
Okay.
And then we left, we had the holidays, and then there's been plans every weekend throughout the week. And like when I'm off, I like to see everybody.
Yeah.
So I don't really sleep much.
Mm-hmm. So is it all like you try to fit in all the family stuff, all the friend stuff?
Yeah. Me stuff, friend stuff, going out with people, you know.
So when do you get a chance to like chill where it's just you by yourself, like at home, decompress?
I don't.
Oh. Okay. There you go.
Valentine's Day.
Hey!
Oh! Yo, Maria, is this a good time just to end the DM deep dive?
Yeah. You know what? This year, I'm going to make it a point to have a date on Valentine's Day. You mark my words.
I hope you do. Yo, these DMs going to be wild now. Damn, Ross with the setup.
I could not. It was right there.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go. Time for today's DM deep dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Jessica's asking, does anyone want to try something wild this year? AKA go car racing, bungee jumping, hiking in the wild, backpacking, etc.
Maria, you go first.
I definitely do want to go skydiving.
This year? Last year, your thing was running in the marathon, which you did
in
October.
Yeah, I'm still considering running a full one.
Okay.
This year. So I have not decided yet.
And or skydiving.
Yeah, but I'm still not sure if I want to do that.
Okay.
I don't know. I really want to.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the fear sets in. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, and then everyone will be sad if I get hurt.
So are you thinking, like, have you looked into it yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
But then I'm like, I don't know if I want to go skydiving here. If I'm going to do it, I want to go somewhere where, like, there's a pretty view.
Okay.
Of the earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, you know, somewhere tropical or something.
Yeah. Damn it, Maury, what would happen if Matthew found out you wanted to do skydiving?
He wouldn't allow it.
He wouldn't allow it. No.
I thought he'd push you out of the plane. Whoops, forgot your
Let me
parachute.
Pack that chute, Maury.
It's full of bricks and cutlery.
Yep. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm boring.
Any goals for 2025?
Hell no.
I have one.
I'm with you, Shem. Me and you on the ground.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
All right, what is your goal, Maury?
I'd like to get back to lifting 20-pound weights.
Yes, same.
Okay.
Okay, so I would not tell people that.
wait, with two arms or with one arm?
Like one in each arm.
Oof.
Damn. Good luck. Maybe 2026, Maria. I see them arms. Next DM, Maria.
All right. Cassie says, Maria, I have a shoe question for you. I'm planning on running a marathon, so can you recommend a good sneaker for both running and weightlifting? Okay. Running, you definitely need a cushion shoe, so I'd highly recommend either the On Clouds, the Konas, anything with like a big padding underneath. Race shoes and running shoes are very different. So if you're running, you need something that you could wear for a longer mile range versus a race day shoe. And then weightlifting, honestly, I don't know about you guys, but I weightlift in Converse because they're a flat shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people like to wear their socks. I can't. It typically grosses me out.
It's so weird that you say this about Converse. I've seen like enough people rocking Converse, and I don't know, is it because
it's because it's support? A flat shoe. Like yeah. if you're weightlifting in a running shoe, your ankle is so like unstabilized. Like you might as well be standing on like Jello.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I've heard On Clouds are, I mean, I have a set of On Clouds as well. They are amazing.
I trained in them the entire time up until right before my race day.
And then you raced in what? Nikes?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Alpha Fly 3s.
Okay.
They were fantastic shoes.
There you go. Yeah. What else we got? Time for one more.
All right. Kat says, I'm new. How did Shem get the nickname Cookie Burger? I feel like I'm missing out on a secret inside joke.
So Cookie Burger came from, oh God, what was the contest we did here on Kiss? It was mystery word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Meghan Trainor had a sentence, and part of the sentence, there was one word that was bleeped out. And the point of the contest is you had to figure out what Meghan Trainor was saying in that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And people thought, I can't remember what the hell the sentence was, but people thought that the missing word was macaroon?
Macaroons. Or
what was it?
Yeah, macaroons.
Right? And then somebody had to describe exactly what it was because there was a difference between a macaroon and...
Like a macaron?
Yeah.
And then we said that the macaroon, they look like mini, like little tiny cookie burgers. Shem started laughing. We were like, yo, new nickname alert. And that's exactly how Shem got the nickname of Cookie Burger.
Yeah,
oh
that's
my gosh.
It.
Right?
It's a good nickname, too.
Yeah. Shem, a.k.a. Cheesecake, a.k.a. Cookie Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs. Was that three?
Yeah.
It was three,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you are sending in. Keep them coming in, no matter which platform you send them to. Maria gets them and brings them to the show. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time. We do this on the show every single day. Any of the Kiss social accounts that you hit us up at, Maria gets them. She's in charge of organizing the DM Deep Dive, puts them together, and brings them to the show.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
Okay, Celeste is asking, now that it's been a week, what's everyone's New Year's resolutions? Has anyone started one?
Roz, you're not really a resolution guy, right?
No.
Any goals for 2025?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
We heard yesterday that Tim and Morey wants to lift 20-pound weights. anything else as part
with
of your
one
goal?
Arm, yeah, which with is one wild. Arm.
Uh-huh. Anything else, Morey?
Definitely want to save money.
It's always debt.
With a straight face.
It's always getting out of the red, right?
Maria, any New Year's resolutions?
I'm still undecided on whether or not I'm going to run a full marathon, but I think that's definitely something on my mind. I would like to save enough money so that I can move out this year.
There you go.
And yeah, that's it.
All right. Cheesecake?
For me, I probably want to get healthier, lose a little bit of weight. Uh-huh. And that's really it.
You and Morey can train together with your 20-pound weights.
Yeah.
You can probably lift Morey.
I can lift Morey, I was going to just say.
Yeah.
Yeah, your goal should be by the end of the year to be able to curl one Morey.
Yeah.
I think I can do that now.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get handles for you, Mo.
I have loved ones.
Goals. I don't really have goals. I think maybe to get, I'd like to get one extra day of exercise in into my week right
Which
now.
Which is tough to do one extra day.
If I can
day.
Get one extra day, I'm good.
Yeah.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Steven is asking, if the five of you had a dinner planned and could bring one guest, who would it be? Up to you if you want to include people who have passed away or just currently are alive guests.
Oh.
Let's say alive. Let's stick with alive.
Okay. Who would you want to bring? Yeah. Maury?
I mean, am I supposed to say my husband?
You're not supposed to say anything.
Yeah, like you take him.
Like,
is this any, but,
like I go first, anybody, I say keep, somebody else. And
keep
like,
in mind that you also want to have fun at this dinner.
Oh, then he's not coming.
Right?
Oh, so, wow, you're quick to answer that.
So if it's the five of us and you have to bring one guest, it has to be a plus one, who are you bringing?
Oh, then I'm bringing my friend Kate.
Your friend Kate. We've never met Kate.
What?
But she's the life of a party. She's fantastic.
Who
she's
the hell is Kate?
She's from the Maritimes.
No. I don't know about that. You think that I'm gonna
how
like?
How come we never heard of Kate from the Maritimes?
No, Maritime Kate. Like she's never made an appearance on this show. She's never been mentioned on this show.
Yeah, she's never been in a story.
Nothing.
How do you know
you
Maritime
would never like,
Kate?
Oh my God, my friend Kate.
You don't
I talk
travel
about Kate all the
no,
time.
You don't. And you don't travel anywhere, bro.
No. No, you're bringing Matthew. Yeah. No, because you know why? Because I'm going to have more fun with Matthew than I am with you or Kate.
Maritime. So, Kate, how are the Maritimes?
Yeah. Yeah. How's the fish, yeah. I guess, right? Yeah. Can I see your boat? Right? Like, come on now.
All right. Maria, who are you bringing?
I'm bringing my dog.
No, person.
It says guest.
No, no, person. It's understood.
I don't have anyone else.
Do you want to bring Kate?
Well,
you
don't
want to. No, like, because here's the thing. I don't want to bring one of my sisters. I don't want to bring one of my friends.
Why? Yeah. You wouldn't just bring one of your friends?
I want to bring all of them.
No,
then
no, no,
I feel bad that I'm leaving someone out. And then now I'm stressed thinking about this. And I know this is a hypothetical situation,
make a
but
decision.
Now I'm stressed.
You know,
make
you asked the question.
Yeah,
I didn't write it in.
Make
no,
a decision.
Steven asked the question.
Make a decision.
It's just relaying.
Who are you bringing? Make a decision.
Bring your mom. She's fun.
I already brought her somewhere. Okay, I'm bringing Sebastian Maniscalco. I saw his show recently.
You don't know
he's
him.
Funny.
Maria, Maria, play along.
Did you write the rules here?
Answer a question.
I did.
Answer the question.
It doesn't say famous, not famous,
what
local.
Matter? What does it matter that you can't say one friend?
The question also said dead.
Shh, Maury. No, we're not doing that. What does it matter?
He's
with
alive.
You that, what does it matter with you that you can't just say one friend's name?
Nothing's the matter with me.
But why do you refuse? You refuse to just say one person's
because
name?
Because I have friend guilt.
Okay, just say one person's name.
So are you afraid
then?
That if you say like your friend Dom, that your other friend Alex is going to get mad?
No, none of them would get mad. Just I'm that friend that I have to bring everybody everywhere I go.
No, okay, one friend. Just say, who are you bringing?
Okay, I'll bring.
Yo, Dom gonna be so mad at you.
No, because they're like one group and then different group.
Oh, so you're not even going from in group B.
No, there's no group A and B. Stop it.
Wow. You couldn't.
Yo, Dom and Alex are going to be so mad at
you. It's Alexa. Your name's Alexa.
Sorry, Alexa, Alexa.
Your loyalty to group A is so strong that you had to go to group B to pick
A
somebody
and
to go
B
for dinner.
Group.
Is she
there
C?
There is no great.
She's like, not C.
There's no B, A. I'm stressed. I'm sweating. Can we
change?
Wait a second. Is she group C?
There's no groups.
Damn, Maria.
First of all, I find it sort of insulting that you would bring a group C guest to
There's
our dinner
no
party.
Stop it.
Maybe we're in group D.
Oh, no. All right. How about this? Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you are sending in to us. Keep them coming in. No matter if you are a fan from group A, B, C, or D.
Yes.
And just know that your messages, your DMs, make their way over to Maria, who will then categorize you in either group A, B, C,
hate you guys
or
so
D,
much.
And then bring them to the show. This has been the DM Deep Dive. Wonderful job. Thank you, Maria, who will forever be in our group A of friends.
You're welcome.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Time for today's DM Deep Dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Daniela says, what is everyone's most favorite and least favorite tattoo for those who have?
Like of my own?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a least favorite because I got them all for a reason. And majority of them have been recent. Like I went a long time without getting any tats. Mm-hmm. And then in the past month, I've been loading up.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing in there because I just don't like getting tattoos in the summertime. Because I get my shirt off too much, right? I'm in the pool. I'm doing lawn work.
Sun,
and
you can't
the sun.
Expose,
I have these two like kanji tattoos, these two Japanese writing tattoos that I think I'm going to get covered up because I finally found something that I want to cover them up with.
Ooh.
But I don't hate them.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of stuff that I'm going to get over the winter and then maybe the spring.
Yeah.
Just stuff. But my problem is that I don't heal well with tattoos, right?
Okay.
I just don't heal well. I get like, I always have had to go in and get stuff retouched and retouched and retouched regardless of what I do. But like the one on my finger, that the heart that I got, and Catherine has the matching one, and we didn't know that we got them. Mine is like super ghetto, where Catherine's is like really pretty, right? Aww. She went to a different place.
Yeah.
But mine is like super ghetto, and I kind of want to get it redone. So I may do that. I don't want to cover it up or anything. I just might want to get it touched up. But I also don't know if I want to get it touched up because this is the exact one that I got, you know, it's such a big part of our story when we both got these tattoos without knowing that we got these tattoos. So I don't know if I want to mess with it.
I know you're not asking for opinions.
Yeah, I am. Sure, go ahead.
I say leave it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is a part of your love story.
Yeah, but it's just it's a terrible looking tattoo, right? Uh-huh. Like it's an awful looking tattoo.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine, but it's not like.
I think it's fine.
It's fine. It's, I mean, yeah, like, if you really, really, really want to, you can always touch it up. I don't think it'll make a difference. Yeah. But right now, leave it if that's where, like, you know.
Yeah. How many do you have, Maria?
Three.
Okay. Do you not like any of them?
I love all of mine because they all have to do with, like, my family. And
remind us again what they are.
So I have on my foot, I have the letter P in Greek.
Yep.
Or pi, which for is those.
The pi symbol.
Whatever.
Yes. Yep.
On my foot. And then I have the pendant that my grandmother gave me behind my ear.
Love it, yeah.
And then on my ribs, I have mine and my sister's horoscope signs.
Aw, both your sisters?
Yeah, I have all three of ours. Yeah,
That's so nice.
But the one I did of my, like, behind my ear, I wish, the only thing I love the tattoo, I wish I did it, like, an inch lower.
Why?
Just because I want it to show more, I think.
Oh, okay.
And,
why you get another one?
I actually, right now I'm in the phase where I don't know if I want more tattoos, but I'm also do want tattoos. Like, I have a bunch that I want to get. I just don't know where. Mm-hmm. And I'm also someone that, like, I don't want them to show all the time.
Got it.
So I want to be able to hide them, and there's only so many spots I can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, we'll see.
Damon Mori, do you plan on getting anything else, any other tats outside mm-hmm. of the lamp tattoo that you have right now?
So first, answer Maria's question, the tattoo that I dislike the most on me is the one that I have.
The only one.
The only
have.
One.
Yes.
And I'm going to get Andy's paw at some point.
Tattooed?
Yeah, like, one of my next ones is...
Oh,
I'm gonna get he's not going to take the dog to get tattooed.
Sorry, yes.
He wants Andy's paw print...
Tattooed on him.
On him.
Like, right above right here, right where your heart is. Because that's anytime he lies on me, that's literally where his paw goes.
That's cute.
Right.
Okay. So,
yeah, the next one I want to get has to do with Romeo. I just don't know where.
Why don't you like your... Maury has a giant... It looks like a lamp, as Mocha said, but it's a giant microphone tattooed on his arm, and it's going the wrong way, and it's a style of microphone that, like, very few people even can recognize. As a microphone. Like, there's so many classic looks of microphones that you could have got tattooed on you. Maury
I rushed
the,
into it.
Maury can we see it again, Maury?
Picked the weirdest looking microphone.
There it is. The lamp right? is
it's like a podcasting microphone, right? And when did you get that?
I got it like in 2010.
Yeah.
Kitchener, Waterloo, Ontario.
Right.
And it was like a in the moment thing. And then I just Google imaged microphone and I'm like, oh, that
like,
one.
Wow.
Yeah. But like, and that's a big tattoo.
For your
first tattoo.
Have you ever thought of like getting it modified?
No, it's part of my story.
Okay.
He's the guy that loves lamps. Sham, you're not a tattoo guy.
I am not a tattoo guy. No, there's really just nothing that I really think I'd want to put on my body permanently, quite honestly. Yeah, nothing.
What about our love?
I keep that in my heart.
Yeah.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Jem says, I found a Maury doppelganger in my own family tree. It's my brother.
Oh, I think she sent me this photo and he's gorgeous.
Okay. I'm going to send everybody this photo right now.
Okay.
I was shocked when I saw this photo because it's pretty identical, if you ask me.
Yeah, it very much looks like
very much Maury.
The Wi-Fi in this building sucks. I haven't got the picture yet.
What is his name?
Oh my God, that looks like
Jared.
Maury.
His name's Jared.
Yeah, but it looks like Maury, like if he went through the Captain America machine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he looks like he got a little bit of muscle, thin in the face and neck. The beard is nicely trimmed.
The nose is very similar, though.
Yeah.
I will say he has gorgeous blue eyes.
Oh, who, Maury?
This guy.
Oh. I have gorgeous green eyes.
Did you message him already, Maria?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
Really? If you zoom
in. No, he looks like Maury. Sorry, no offense.
Right? Like
I took a major offense.
Oh, shoot.
If you're gay, Maury.
No, but Maria will date a guy because he looks like Maury.
I mean.
Sorry.
You're married, Maury.
Maria won't date a guy because he looks like Maury.
But she wouldn't date this guy if she didn't know Maury. And then if she met you second, she'd be like, that looks just like the guy I never would have gone on a date with.
Why not?
Just happened to be first. Like, if you zoom in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yo, right? When you zoom in like that.
I know.
That's so weird.
I know.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's got a lamp tattoo as well on his arm.
He's not bad looking.
Uh-huh.
I don't hurt his feelings.
Yeah. I mean,
he just looks like Maury. I can't unsee it.
Maury, but position yourself to give kind of the same look, would you?
Yeah.
How do I?
There you go. You don't have to do anything. Just also, is your light off in there? Why is your light off?
I don't know.
Why is your light always off in there?
Just turn the lamp on that's on your arm.
Got him! That's the end. We should end it right now. Yeah. Just right now.
It's not going to get better than that.
No.
Thank you, everyone, for your DMs. That was great today, Maria. Thank you.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
DM Deep Dive time. Here we go.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today? Oh, damn. Oh, you okay, God. Mocha?
Mocha, you all right?
What are you dropping over there?
I went to get my green tea. My thermos just knocked over. Jeez. I apologize.
Is there water everywhere?
No. The thermos was covered, but that was
a ruckus. I apologize. Okay.
That's okay.
What do we got, Maria?
All right. Jordan says, who has the best signature on the show? And is your signature the same as your autograph?
Yes.
I definitely have the worst.
No.
I think I have the worst.
I think I have the same.
Sure. You just print your name,
but you
right?
just write your but name.
Do you have a signature though? Like if you have to sign something at the bank, or do you just do Mocha all caps like you do in here on everything?
Yeah, I just write in all caps. Yeah. All the
but
time.
Even on like a passport where you have to sign, like you like.
Oh no! Yeah. I will capital M yeah. and then lowercase all the
you
other.
You will. Yeah, cursive. Yeah.
No, just lowercase.
Really? They let you do that? Because I tried to print my name once and they didn't let me.
Really?
Yeah, because I have my last name takes up way too much room.
I think if you connect two letters, right, I think you're okay. Like, I think that if you connect, like, two letters in the middle, I think you can get away with a couple singles off the top.
No. Here, let me show you. Let me write it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll show you exactly how I sign.
But to answer your question, my signature is different than my autograph.
So what was what would your autograph look like different than your signature? Like what's the main difference that you see between the two? Are they like totally different?
No, totally different actually. Quite like very. You wouldn't even know it was the same person.
Wow, okay, cool.
Yeah, very different.
Okay, so this is what my signature would look like if you go on my passport.
Okay.
Right? So it's kind of like they're connected. The letters are connected, except for the M and the O.
Yeah, that looks like, I tell you, man, your handwriting and printing is so perfect. It looks like a font.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like when I have to sign a document digitally, where they're like, hey, do you want to use this signature? And it just generates one.
Yeah.
That's what yours looks like.
Yeah. Yo, I actually like this one. Maybe I'll get it.
See, I wish I was one of those girls that had nice signatures. Like, my sisters have beautiful writing, and then it just looks like a 16-year-old boy signed something when I do.
Yours?
Yeah. Like, I was never good at, what is it, calligraphy? Is that what it is?
Nope.
Oh. Nope. Writing.
Do you mean cursive?
Yeah, that was calligraphy.
Calligraphy.
And I'm old.
What's calligraphy again?
Yeah. Calligraphy is like fancy old timey with the flat tip.
And you got to take the feather pen. You got to take dip it in ink.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Maybe I signed my letters with ink and feathers. I don't know.
Did any of you raise your hand if at some point in the 80s somebody gave you a calligraphy kit as a Christmas present?
I wasn't born in the 80s. So.
That was a thing?
Yeah, you never. I think over the years, I had like 4 or 5 calligraphy sets.
What? I took calligraphy class at religious school.
calligraphy.
We had to learn how to write. It's cursive now that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at these.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And then sometimes I would get a calligraphy set and a journal because I struck people as the journaling type.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, right. The fancy journaling type.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was never my thing. And it came with a pen and it had these cartridges, these ink cartridges that you had to put in the back of it. And everything.
They still sell them now.
It's a whole thing.
Do you want one?
People are very,
like a great,
I
late
do
Christmas
not
present?
Want a calligraphy present. Thank you.
What else we got in the DM deep dive today?
All right. Brandon says, since doing the ghost pepper challenge, did Maury look into getting his tongue insured?
Oh, God. Damn it, Maury.
Oh, damn.
My tongue
that
is not insured, man.
That was forever ago. That was
it was episode 91.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And so what was it? It was an actual ghost pepper that you ate, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and then I remember I rubbed my eyes because, like, you know,
is that the is that the one where it was you bent over and it was all just pouring out of your mouth?
Yes.
Yo, pause. Yeah. Jim, don't get too excited, bro.
I am not. No way.
I know it's new year, new you, and everything.
Yeah.
We celebrate you, bro. We love you, no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. No matter what. No, but that was I think I remember that, and it was a harsh day. Like even just being in the same room as more once the drool started to hit the floor.
Yeah.
Like you could feel it in your eyes.
Is that
right?
It's the one chip challenge.
Like it was that one chip from that company.
Didn't they ban that?
Yeah.
The one chip?
Yeah. In some places, yeah, because people were like having serious reactions to it.
Didn't like somebody die?
No.
They were hospitalized, I'm pretty sure. They were probably also on fentanyl.
Yeah. But I thought they banned that stuff.
Yeah, I know. But I saw there's a bunch of videos. Everybody makes the hottest whatever. There was a video I was watching that was a couple people sent me because I like hamburgers. And it was somebody eating like the world's hottest hamburger. And I was like, first of all, why would you want to eat a hot, like a hot hamburger where this guy wound up in the bathroom, like passed out. And then the paramedics had to come by and they were like, what happened? And they were like, he ate a hamburger.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, but it was like apparently, I don't know what they put on it, like ghost peppers or whatever.
Sure.
But it was like the world's hottest hamburger. Everybody makes the world's hottest everything.
Well, now there's a world's hottest gummy bear.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Like who wants that?
Yeah.
Who
I'm pretty sure there is
but,
one.
Like you just risk ruining your taste buds.
Yes.
Right. You risk ruining
and it's not
everything.
Fun. It's not fun.
You don't feel good after.
No. You don't.
What else we got today, Maria?
Okay, Avery is asking, how do you choose other people to be on the show? Curious, new listener.
Other people? What do you mean?
Choose? Like, what do you mean?
Guests? I guess maybe for like listeners? Guests or callers, if you have like a random caller that day, just people who want to text in or whatever, or even if it comes to like FML, just stuff like that. I guess he's asking to get on.
Well, FML we solicit for online, and then damn it, Maury sets those up. Vented moments, random calls, things like that. We just take it from when people text in, mm-hmm. right?
The best way to get a hold of us to get on the show. The step one is sending a really great text, uh-huh. right? Step two is finessing Damn It Maury when he calls you back,
sure.
right? Like, especially, like, that's that.
Or even if you call into the show.
You call in.
And you get Damn It Maury, like, you really got to play it up.
Yeah. My favorite calls are the ones where we'll get somebody on the radio with us and they just start talking about something. And I'll look at Maury and Maury's like super confused. And then they're like, oh, by the way, I told Maury that I wanted to talk about how great he was.
Yeah.
And they had nothing to say.
Other
than,
always put those people through.
Oh, guys, works guys, every time.
Well,
take this call.
I don't know what you guys are doing right now, but you got to take this call.
It works every time.
Uh-huh. Still does.
You could finesse Maury so easily to get on the show.
But even still, like just behind the scenes, if someone sends a great DM to any of us,
yeah,
right, sometimes we'll reach out and say, hey, we'd love to have you on the show to talk about this thing that you're reaching out to us about. So that's kind of how we do that. And this is how we do the DM deep dive. All of the DMs that you are sending in to any of the KISS social accounts make their way over to Maria, who then brings them to the show and we discuss. That was wonderful today. Thank you, Maria.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.